pages 77 through 79. Soft C and soft G.
Today I want to talk to you about the letters C and G. Turn to page 77 in your workbook. You know that the letter C can stand for the sound k, as in the word cat. The letter C can also stand for the sound s, as in the word scent. C-E-N-T. The letter G can also stand for two different sounds. It stands for the sound g, as in gate. It can also stand for the sound j, as in gym, spelled G-Y-M. Pol and Vol have to do some clever thinking in this lesson. You'll see what I mean. Look at the picture at the top of page 77. And listen carefully.
Cereal here! Get your cereal! Drink cider! Eat celery! Have some cinnamon! At Cecil's Food Center, you can order anything that starts with the letter C, if the C stands for the sound S.
But I thought that the letter C stood for the sound k, as in corn.
Well, that may be true, but the letter C also stands for the sound s that you hear at the beginning of cereal and city. That's where I'm from. I'm Cecil from the city. A city of Cincinnati, that is.
Well, that's very nice, Cecil. But we're trying to find our friend Cat's house.
Ugh, Cat! Cat! Nope, can't help you there. Cat starts with the sound k, not the sound s. And good luck getting by that giant and giraffe.
Let's get going, Pol.
What horrible words you say. Go. Going. Get. Ooh. Don't walk this way.
Yeah, leave, scat.
What's wrong with these two?
I think I understand. They don't like the letter G when it stands for the sound G, as in good.
You want the sound G? Then go away. Get out of my sight.
They like the letter G when it stands for the sound J, since they are a giraffe and a giant. Let's try that. Excuse me, gentle giraffe?
Gentle? Who are you calling gentle?
Well, I thought that maybe you were, since gentle and giraffe both start with the sound J.
Oh, that's right. I am gentle. I've always been gentle. Let's see. Oh, you have a nice scarf there, Polar Bear. Isn't that gentle? Now let me have it or I'll squash you.
That's not exactly gentle. You need more practice.
Let's try the giant, Pol. Oh, generous giant!
Oh, yes. I'm very generous. What does generous mean?
Generous means sharing what you have with others.
Generous. Okay, I'll try that one. Giraffe, you don't have to pay me the money you owe me.
But, dear giant, I don't happen to owe you any money.
Exactly. Generous of me, wasn't it?
Giant, that was almost generous. Why don't you try again?
Why, you... my friends. My friends. You seem to be in a hurry, and I have much longer legs than you. Is there somewhere a generous giant like me can take you?
Now, that is generous. We'd love a ride to Cat's house. We're late for her party.
Hop into my hand. We'll go quickly.
And when you get back, Giant, we can spill all of Cecil's cinnamon. Gently, of course.
I think you need some more practice, Giraffe. Goodbye.